And so we went in Leni Kabura, we discussed the Oriz V'Dochein Lomi Bar Kinan, the halach is that when it comes to Oriz and Dochein, so then in such a case, there are some who say that you don't pay a Gore Mine Mizonos. Let us now see how the Gemara challenges this. We left off in the Leni Kabura, the Oriz Lav Maisik Kederu. Oriz is not a Maisik Kederu. We're picking up 20 lines into the Gemara. Batanya! But didn't we learn? You're going to say it's not a Maisik Dera? Eloi Maisik Dera. Hilka Tirka Solas Reason Beisik Oriz. Says Beferish that Oriz is a Maisik Dera. Answers the Gemara Amani. Who's it go? According to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri. It's following the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri. The signs we learn in Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri Omer. Oriz min dotanu l'chai oven al pibutze kores. Vodun yotze vod yidei chavosu v'pesach. So the Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri Mamish considers Oriz, which we said in the translation is rice, he Mamish considers it as chometz Mamish, as bread Mamish. But the Rabbana disagreed. So what happens is, it's true, there is someone who says that Oriz is the big deal, but that's only Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri. And the Rabbana rejected. Ask the Mar of Rabbanon, like the Rabbanon rejected Latanya, didn't we learn? Hakosa Achita Varkla Bar Priyadama. And who will have to speak into the microphone?
Just the batteries,
So what do we see from this brisa? So this brisa, first of all, speaks about chewing wheat, which we're going to spend time with in the future. And then the next part of the price is going to be critical for our sugya. On the last narrow line, Hakose says, already someone who chews rice, so then in such a case, with Varakala Barakriya Dhamma, Tachno Ofo Bishlo, Apo Bisha Prusis Kayamot, Vitkila Mavarakala Bar Mimzel, so Prakakas, Main Shalosh. So we see that you make Mizonos and have a Main Shalosh. Now the Gemara is confused. Mani. Who's this going according to? If we're going following the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan and Ben Uri that says the rice is considered big dog on Hamotzi Lechem in Haaretz, the Shalosh Brachos Boy, then it's a regular big dog on and it should get benching. Elalav must be Rabbanani. It's following the opinion of Rabbanani. Uti Yufta, the Rabbi Shmuel, to Yufta, and it's a bomb kasha on Rav and Shmuel. In other words, Rav and Shmuel, who had said that the halacha is that we're precluding the bracha of mizonos in this case, so we don't follow that sheet, we're not following that position, that it doesn't get a mizonos. Rather, the halacha is they'll get a mizonos. By the way, notice from our Gemara, which we're not going to discuss yet, what would the bracha achrona be according to our Maskanas HaGemara? What would the bracha achrona be? Alamichil would merge from our Gemara that the bracha would be. Okay. Rashi, we're going to go through Mir Tashem for Kose Spita. For our purposes, really, in analyzing the sugya of the bracha on Dochen, which is going to be our focus for today, there's not much within the Rashi. Let's jump in right away and see the way the Rush paskins on our sugya. And I want to remind you how we started the sugya. I always like to start the sugya from the grassroots. What's the grassroots? The Leini Chabura. And in the Leini Chabura, Noah pointed out that discussion of our Gemara is about what type of grain. What type of grain are we discussing in our Gemara? Our Gemara is talking about Oriz, right? Do you see anything explicit in our Gemara what the halacha would be in regards to Dochen? Is there anything explicit in our Gemara what the bracha would be on Dochen? So what do you see from our Gemara? Ah, very good. So that is great. This is going to set the stage for all the Iyun. Comes along Yaakov, and Yaakov says, The Gemara did say in the quote of Braisa that put together Pasor is a Pasdoche. Okay, let's take a look at the Rosh. Says the Rosh in Simon Tes. Hakosis is a Ores. Mevarech Halav Borei Pri Adama. Tachno Ofel Bishol. Apol Kishakusis Kayamos. Betchila Mevarech Mizonos. Upsof Rok Achas Mein Shalosh. Umachshol of the half price on the carrots law, Tani Gabi Ores of Sofalo Plum, the Kaimel of the Kol of Sofalo Plum, the Barak of Barney Nefashos Rabbos. The same Pirish Rashi, Shame of Barklum, the Pirchas Peros, shall Eric Sol El Barney Nefashos. He claims that's what Rashi says. Emphasis on claims. Hilka. Very good. You got stuck? Very good. Hilkach al Ores, Yerba Benson, right? Hilkach al Ores, imafo, if we'd have time, maybe we'd elaborate more. But we're a little under the gun. Both me and Rav Chana Bina have a yard site for our grandfathers today. Such the Yad Lishmayim. My grandfather was buried 500 yards away from Rav Arya Bina. It's the same yard site. Okay, so we're all a little bit lachutz today. The chen pirush Rashi she'em mevarech lam mevirchas peiros shel eretz Yisrael harabon the parne fashos hilka al orez imafo v'asim imenu pas o shebishlo v'asam ke'en daisa mevarech lam tchila mevarech lam zanos afa bi she'en min shivas haminim kiman shezen nikra mazon. It's not one of the sheva haminim, yet despite the fact you will get a bar minim zonos, who must be of a soid halev, because it satiates and it's soid halev. Ulachra bonifashus rabos, the lone isak no berchas man shalosh kim al shivas amin. Here the Rosh asserts, la halacha, the brach achrona will be a bar in the fashos. Behold the sign you the ill, if you look on a pass or is a pass the open bar alkalov can I say kideira, a brach a rishona koi, shemavarch in Allah, bore. Mine Mizonos. We learned that's a Maisa Kedera. That's going on the Bracha Rishona. Rabosai, Noah asked me a good question, a bad question. What we call in Yiddish, the guys will tease you now, Noah. What we call in Yiddish a klutz kasha. But it's a good kasha that needs to be asked, but at the same time, the question is wrong. Noah asked me, here the Rosh says that the Hagdara is Soed Alev. And Tosos said on the bottom of the Amud that the Hagdara of Kol Sheyesh Bo Mechameshes Haminim is Soed Halev, and the Rosh said something along the lines of Ikra Tavshil. So is that Kasha? You're supposed to stop. It's good you stop, but if you really think it's a good Kasha, then you didn't. Then you're rushing through the sugya a little bit. Yeah, go ahead, Michal.
I'm arguing what Muslim is. I'm arguing what
he's not being magdir what is considered giving tam from the chameshes minei dagon. He's defining, in other words, the whole sugya we discussed our last time is what gives off tam into the taruvas. What gives off tam? Great question, no, and bad question. It shows you learning, but you didn't think it through out of self. That when you're giving off tam into the taruvas, so then in such a case, then that's the discussion of what, how do you look and what it's giving into a taruvas. In our sugya, the question is, in general, this whole min does it get a mizonos? And it could be that you hold that for defining in the taruvas, like the Rosh's language earlier. Let's use the Rosh's language. What was the Rosh's expression? He said, "Kol she'ikaro mechameshes haminim." If the ikar is from the chameshes haminim, that's going to be enough. But in terms of defining whether it's a min in the first place that gets the bracha, then it needs to be masbiyah b'soed alev. By the way, here's a little bit of a raya against the Taz, that soed alev doesn't mean very much, right? The Taz dumped down soed alev. We don't pass it like that Taz, right? Especially the way the Sharetzian was masbir the Taz, that the Taz v'amei min yavin according to Tosas. So the chura from here, you see, know that it has to be something that really, really satiates. Okay, so there the Rosh, here, for this reason, the Rosh says that the bracha is going to be, a bracha rishona of a mezonos. He continues. God, the Tanya, the Ilid, Yulaphon, the Passover, the Passover, the Barakot, the Maisa, Kedera, a bracha rishona koi. Shemavarchan alav bar minim zonos. V'yesh sefarim shekasev em milashen halachas gedolos. Abol orez lo mevarchan alav mizonos. But there is a shita that says that when it comes to millet, oh, so here, some people for some reason don't like Rav Steinsaltz. I think that he's very helpful. I didn't say I agree with all his ashkafos, but I still nevertheless find that he's very helpful. Dolchin, it's a machlokli Rashi. He tells us, we said we're going to go with Tosos. Here, this is Orez. Looks like the rice we eat, not exactly, but this is how it starts out. This is Dolchin, which is millet. Okay? I never realized I've been eating something called millet. I don't... Someone come over to me and point out to me when I'm eating millet, but there's something that's called millet out there, which is, what's that? Isn't it a... It's kasha, the Yiddish, what they call Yiddish kasha, but that's millet? Could be. I don't know. Could be. So it says like this. He says that when it comes to millet, so then... He says, what bracha are you going to make? So we came out, what bracha do we make on rice, Rebosai? We came out that the bracha you make on rice is mizonos. That's kemat mefurish in the Gemara. Like, we don't paskin like Rabbi Shmuel, who said that was a shakl. Oh, but like, everything starts in leining chabura. Everything starts with a good leining. It doesn't start when you open up the Sefer Zos HaBracha, and then you look backwards, then you look at the Mishnah Berurah, and then you look backwards at the Beis Yosef, then you look backwards at the Rajba, and then you look backwards in the Gemara. It goes the other way. You start with the Gemara, and then you ask questions in the Gemara. So Noah asked the following question. Noah asked, at the end of the day, Noah says like this. He says, The Gemara was only talking about Orez. The Gemara wasn't talking about Dochen. So who made Noah's deal? No one less than the Baal Lachas Gedolos as well as Tosvos. Correct. We have the Tosvos on Lamed Zayin Amin Aleph, to Yufta the Rosh Shmuel, for Orez. I will Dochen lo have it to Yufta. Ve'ev shed av hilchas el kavasei, v'lo mevarchin en lo abar minim ezonos. And this Shita, the Tosvos, is the Shita of the Hag Bahag as well. We don't pass the Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, who says that's a min dagon. Rather, all it gets is a shakol. The lav milsi, no, says the Rosh, that's not correct. The Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri svirlei imafo mevarich lav amotzi. What did we reject Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri? We only reject Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri vis-a-vis whether it gets a hamotzi or not. But who says that we reject the Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, that it's considered, that's not that doesn't get him his own nos? Rabbanan lechem lo chashiv lei. Avomazin chashiv lei. According to the Rabbanan, it's considered a mazon. And just like Orez with Maskanas HaGemara is mazon masbiya, the assumption over here, even though I don't know exactly what millet is, except from the holy picture, but at the end of the day, the assumption here is that millet also fills as well. The Rav Alphus Kosav, and how's the Rav Paskin? Will pass Dochim of Arachla B'tchila Shehakol. The Rav Paskin's that on bread of millet, it's a Shehakol, Mishum Dimash Malem, She'ein Din Ha'orez Ha'dochim Shaveh. Because he says it seems that Orez and Dochen is not the same. Midim Nakat bin Osayat Rabbanan Akosis Orez, Velo Nakat Dochen. The Rabbanan only talk about chewing on rice. They don't talk about chewing on millet. And for that reason, the whole Sugya was only talking about rice. If the whole Sugya is talking about rice, then we don't know what the Halach is going to be in regards to millet. Venerally, says the Rosh, Delav Raimi. Not a good proof. The lo nakat orez ella fuke the Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. The only reason we mentioned orez is not because orez and dolchen halacha is different. The Rosh is going to disagree with the Rif, and he says that. By the way, it's black and white. Look up the Rif. The Rif says that the bracha is going to be in mazonos only on orez. He says no. The fact that we said Orez was to come to be cholik on Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri. What did Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri say? Let's look back in our Gemara to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri was discussing Hilchas Matzah. He was discussing Hilchas Matzah. And there, what did he say? So he said it's a min doganu. Psachim laminei on the base. Oreis min doganu. V'chayovet al chumutzei karos. So we reject Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri. We say Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri is wrong. So since we're talking about Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri being wrong, so as far as everything else, who says that we're saying that Oreis and Dochen are different? All the reason why we spoke about Oreis the whole time is not because Oreis and Dochen, you could be Medayik, is a separate halacha. Oreis and Dochen is the same halacha. However, over here, the problem is that we want to get rid of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri. The lav raihi, t'lo nakar arzal fuga Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri, lash mienu den lo din chidin, diktani bereisha, b'chein mashma huda le'il. And also from the price earlier, they're equated. Hebil upon a pass, or is a pass, no, v'varcha t'lo v'sal k'maisa k'teira. You make a bracha both before and after. V'hochi mistaber. And this is logical. The dolchin mizin zayin v'soed es alev t'ma'orez. Anybody who's eating millet knows that it's soed alev and it's masbiya. Hilchot v'varcha lo mizonos v'sal k'teira v'fashus rabos. And for that reason, the bracha is going to be a mizonos and afterwards a bar and a fashos. Okay, we can stop here in the rush. Maybe sometime we'll continue. But who could crunch the machlokes rishonim, where we really have many rishonim falling on either side of the page? It's not going to come up halacha l'maisa. Our mitzvah to learn Torah. There's no mitzvah that says dafka to know only the halacha l'maisa. You have to know everything. And you also have to know the halacha l'maisa. You have to do every sugya and ask the questions as they come out of the Gemara. So, what's the machlokes over here? Anybody aside from Michal and Noah? Yes? Go ahead. What bracha do you make on Dochen? Who holds like what? Go ahead. Who?
The
Rush. Not used to Russian and a British accent. Yeah, go ahead.
The same as
Orizin Mizonos. The Rush holds that it's the same as Orizin Mizonos. Who disagrees? Tosfos and the Rib. And the Bahag was like whom? What was the Bahag like?
Yeah, but
it was also
rice. I don't know
how you do it. Nachon, I said Dochen, I'm sorry, yes. The Bahag is a different sheet. That you scream and throw something at me when I'm
that's
at
why I said clarification.
I'm sorry. Okay. So Michal is right. When I said over the Bahag's issue is not our issue. I'm planning to say sharing it tomorrow. But I don't want to say sharing it today. The Bahag is discussing what bracha you even make on Oris. Okay? What we're focusing on today is the bracha on Dochen. And there we have the sheet of the Rosh that says it's the same thing as others. It disagrees with the Tosos and the Rif. Rabosai, when you see a machlokas like this, yesterday you have two parts of your Marmikomos. You had on the Marmikomos, you had Halacha L'maisa, and then you had the next sugya. So you started in the next sugya. If you didn't spend your whole time on the Halacha L'maisa regards to Kol Shel Yishmael Chamisha Shmini Dagon, and you read the Gemara, and you went through the Rosh. And what do you do the next morning at 9:35? You didn't see any new Marmikomos, so what do? You continue Avodas HaNefesh, you continue schmoozing. What am I supposed to do? I already did the Rosh. How many of you, even if you already did the Rosh, how many of you thought about what was going on in the Rosh? Rabosa, some of you guys are still on the checklist mode. You know, if you did it, you check it off. You read it. You have to be in the sugya. In fact, when you're in the sugya, sometimes you realize that there's something. There's no excuse for someone 9:35, just because I wasn't here, that 9:35 you weren't pounding out the sugya. What's the machlokis, Rabosai? What's the machlokis over here? What? What's the yisod of the machlokis? Again, the words of the machlokis are, do you get a mizonas on Dochen? Did anybody buy yesterday, by 11:30 yesterday, have shot? What was this behind this machlokis? You didn't have shot yesterday, but this at 11:30, did you?
Well,
what happened in the Sugit Reef from the Skull of the Dolphin? What's the Sugit Reef? You had it at 11:30 a.m. yesterday? Then you did. Go ahead, let's see.
If Dolphin gets pulled from the Skull of the Sugit.
Yeah, that's step Aleph. You're 100% right. In the Maskanas HaGemara, that Noah said in Leni Chabur 11:32. In the Maskanas HaGemara, you alluded to it. In the Maskanas HaGemara, where the Gemara says that, good, but that's, I'm going for a lot deeper now. In the Maskanas HaGemara, the Gemara says that we reject Rav and Shmuel, and therefore Orez gets the Zona. So Ben explains what's behind the Machlokas is, do we put Orez and Dochen together? And Noah and Leni Chabur, okay, this is step out, we should spell everything out. Pointed out that there are different parts of the Gemara. On the one hand, there is brises that equate Orez and Dochen, and then there are parts that don't equate. Exactly. And therefore, when the Gemara says that Rav and Shmuel is rejected, are we rejecting Rav and Shmuel specifically in regards to Orez? Or are we rejecting regards to Orez and Dochen as well? So let's just put Ben's point on the page. In other words, there are times as Noah pointed out, the Gemara says, Va'orez lav naisikadeira. There it seems like Orez is separate. And then Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri is talking about Orez is alone. And the whole hemshif of the Gemara is also talking about Orez. On the other hand, the Rosh himself pointed out that there are times that we put it together. Where did the Rosh point out we put it together? Where do we see? What? And that was your point. Excellent. Oh, that Ben, that I wanted you to have, in Echanami. By 11:30, I expected you to have that part. But now, more than that, Rebbe said, you go deeper. That's every machlaikis is a machlaikis in pshat, and it's a machlaikis in smara. So what's the machlaikis, or a machlaikis in mitzius? Sometimes machlaikis in mitzius. It's for sure a machlaikis in how you read something, and it'll even be a machlaikis in mitzius, or a machlokas in Svara. Usually, 95% of the time, it's a machlokas in Svara. Real briskers, I'm not a real brisker, hold that there's no such thing as a machlokas in Metzias. There'll never be a machlokas in Metzias. So I'm not for real. I think that there are times a machlokas in Metzias. But 95% of the time, the briskers are right. That it's a machlokas in Svara. So Rabosai, what's the machlokas in Svara over here? Now the truth is, I realized it's in one of the Rishonim in the Gemara. And just because you went through the Maariv and Kabbalah, you didn't get the bottom, doesn't mean you shouldn't look through the other basic Rishonim. Right. Yeah. What do you want to say, Yankiv? Good. Okay, so what do you think? Now, but I want you to build it in the words of the Rishonim. Build it in the words of the Rishonim. And if you can't squeeze enough out of the rush, you got to squeeze somewhere else. Got to keep on squeezing the Rishonim, squeezing the Gemara. Here, there's not Rashi to squeeze. And Tosfos is very Tosfos states, but you got to squeeze. You guys are great, but you guys aren't working hard enough. You're not working hard enough. I love Avodah Sanefesh, but 9:38, 9:40, 9:45, 9:50, he's doing Avodah Sanefesh. Okay, so new squeeze out, Yaakov. Go ahead, squeeze from the words. Oh, very good. Excellent. So Yaakov, you're becoming a Lamed. Yaakov points out the critical words of the Sugya is that the Rosh said that the reason why Orez gets a Mizonos is because it's Masbiya V'Soyed Alev. In other words, and Dochen is the same thing, he argues. In other words, the Rosh's Svara is, at the end of the day, Mizonos, now where he lifted this from, I'll let you work on it a little bit, very much Mistaber, Bore Mine Mizonos, so it's Masbiya V'Soyed Alev. Oh! So that's why Dochen's no different. So now, who becomes ridiculous? Who becomes ridiculous? The Rif becomes ridiculous. Tosfos becomes ridiculous. How could you possibly... Oh, you can have a pshat. Pshat. You read the Gemara pshat. But the pshat can't be Tosfos Metzius. And then you have to say, like, yeah, Yaakov's on fire. Then you have to say that the reason why the Gemara was only talking about Orez is because That was the subject of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. But of course, both of them are to be equated. And we see above, and it's just a technicality. So what's the omic of the riff in the Balitosis? What's going on? Yes? What?
You have to be one of the
Chamesh Haminim. No, but Oris is not one of the Chamesh Haminim. Oh, so why not? What's the crux of... You want to say according to the Rif, you got to be part of the Chamesh...
Yeah.
No, but Oris is not one of the Chamesh Haminim, yeah. And the Kulei Alma gets the Mezainis. So Rabos, I the answer, we have exactly 3 minutes. The answer to the other side, you have to milk the Rishayim. The answer lies in the Talmid of Rabbeinu Yonah. Let's take a look and see how Rabbeinu Yonah learns up our sugya. Now, even when I read you the words of Rabbeinu Yonah, it's not going to be Mekur Shad Asof. But exactly, Yaakov, this is what I wanted you to be doing. Beautiful. Says Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, Upas Dochen. In my edition, it's Chav Vav Amid Aleph. Upas Dochen with Chilam Avarech Shehakov. Ulev Sofer Nefasha. Zayin Eloshan Talmud. El Rav Alphys. So he quotes the Rib, after Rosh had said, that says that when it comes to Pas Dochen, so then the Bracha is going to be a Shehakov. Mipnei shesover she'ain din oris v'dochen shava. He holds that oris and dochen are not the same thing. V'samach al ma'ay darminu b'gemara. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri omer oris min dochen. V'avu b'shein alochem k'moso. Oh, so he's so meich on what Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri taught, and what Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri taught that min dagon oris min dagon. Afilu achi kimon shanu roim mi shesover the oris min dagonu. Ve'eno sover came to dochen ukiyotzeba v'madnu shein dinam shavet v'ala orez mavarech mizonos of sofer nefashos. What did the Rabbeinu Yonah just say? The svara of the riff is that even though we don't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, remember Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri is the one who said you could be yotzei matzah on rice cakes. You wouldn't be able to be gaim mitzvahs matzah and rice cakes. Even though that's crazy lahalacha. Nevertheless, we accept it. What? I don't understand. What's Rabbeinu Yonah saying? And however we're masbir, Rabbeinu Yonah, and you'll see, he goes on and he explains the riff. He goes on and he explains the other sheet, the Tosfos, and the riff, who say that there is a split, mamish the way that, I'm sorry, the Rishon say there is no split. The Rosh and others, he explains them mamish the way Yaakov had said it. Yaakov's wondering, he's mechanic to Rabbeinu Yonah. He says that they hold whatever's Masbiyah gets a Mezainis. But I don't understand this Shita that says, oh no, the Rif is going with the idea like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. We just got through saying to Yufta the Rav Shmuel that we reject the whole approach of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. So what's he saying? And what's the Svara? Okay, we have exactly 1 minute to try to figure out. Go ahead, Eitan.
No, just a question on Rabbeinu Yonah, but if everyone wants to continue.
Okay. Anybody want to suggest what he's saying? What's the omek hadvarim? And this is how you make a laning on a sugya. This is how you make a laning. And just because, you know, you went through the rush, that's not called learning. Yes, Aaron.
What the Rabbeinu Yonah is saying is that Orez really, it's almost mitzias, is that it's similar to the Chamesh Tamim. It's something that's made Dagon out of, but the Dochen is really more similar, is really comes down to, is that it's more similar to the Kitnius, which is what the Rambam brings down. That's what the Rabbeinu Yonah is trying to say, is the Omega Melchalos is. What is Dochen similar to? Is it similar to the is it to Orez, which is similar to, which can be made Dagon?
Is you saying that the Machlok is a mitzias? Dochen is in between. And he holds it's Masbiya Lev, and he says not. Is that what you want to say? Shvach. Yes, go ahead, Asher. Good, it's a tent. You're supposed to,
have a mean in the sukkah to be mean Dagon. Sure, there's a lot more chashav than it comes to the...
Good, that's what he's driving at. Nachon, there are echoes, as Lichtenstein Shlita would say. There are echoes of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri la'halacha. But what are these echoes? What's the pshat? What doesn't make any sense? We reject it. What's the crux of Machlokes? In 30 seconds, the crux of the Machlokes is whether the Min Dagon is Mechayiv you for Mizonos or Masbiya is Mechayiv you for Mizonos. What's Mechayiv you for Mizonos? Do we say that's masbiya? There's no machlokas in Mitzias Aram. There's no machlokas in Mitzias. In Mitzias, everybody knows that they're both masbiya. The question now is, even though we paskin when it comes to chametz and when it comes to matzah, then it's not a full-fledged mindagon. We don't accept Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. However, as he was saying, that we see that they're not shove in its species. It wasn't enough to get Orez over the top to turn it into mamish chametz, mamish matzah, but at the end of the day, it could still very well be that it belongs more to the dogon species than dochen. For Raya, there's no discussion about dochen at all. And that's the echoes of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri that's going on. Is it a halach? What's the mechayiv of mezainis? Is the mechayiv of mezainis the masbiya? That's what the mechayiv is? Or is the mechayiv something else? The mechayiv is a mindagon. And even though we don't say it's considered a mindagon vis-a-vis the bracha mezainis, we do say, vis-a-vis chametz and matzah, but we will say it as a din mazon for something else.
Thanks.